Dean Koontz has sold over 400 million copies of his books, 14 of which have been number one on the New York Times hardcover bestseller list. He is one of 12 writers to ever have achieved that milestone, and 14 of his books have been number one in paperback. Rolling Stone has called him America's most popular suspense novelist. He's won even more fans with his popular Odd Thomas series. Now he brings the series to a close with the final book, Saint Odd. He returns to our program, and I know this because I counted it last night for the 20th time, and it's a great pleasure to have Dean Koontz back on the roundtable. Always nice to have you here.
Well, I'm astonished you put up with me 20 times. That might be a record.
Well, it is safe to say that we've been doing the show for a long time, but also you are a prolific author. Your output is quite healthy, and because of that, we have lots of opportunities to have you on, and I am hard-pressed to ever say no because you're such a great guest. So, but let's talk about the prolific part. For you, and I know we've talked about this in the past, but it really, you're not one of those authors who's scratching their head trying to think of an idea.
Thank God. I have a little drawer beside my desk, in my desk, that when I come up with an idea for a novel and I'm writing another one, I don't have time for it, I jot it down and I throw the paper in that drawer, and I probably now have 100 novels in that drawer waiting to be written, but I never go back to it because there's always new ideas.
So, do you understand the author who is bereft of ideas?
I sympathize. It's the worst thing, but I think sometimes maybe it's you're just not involved enough in the world. I don't mean to be judgmental, but wow, you look around at the complex and dazzling world we live in, and the pace of change of our times, and ideas should come flooding to you. But sometimes writers get very self-involved and don't open themselves to the world, and I think that's sometimes where that writer's block thing begins.
So the Odd Thomas series, of course, there was the first book, Odd Thomas, and then Forever Odd, Brother Odd, Odd Hours, Odd Interlude, Odd Apocalypse, Deeply Odd, and the latest, which we are told is the conclusion, Saint Odd. So when you wrote the first book, did you have any inkling, any idea that that would be one of the books that would keep you from going to the drawer?
Well, when I finished the first book, I thought, you know, there's something interesting in this character and in his journey that is going to take more than one book to get me there. But I thought it would be probably a trilogy, and that it ended up being essentially 8 books has sort of astonished me. But I didn't know early on that he was on a journey of fulfillment in a way, and that he was actually on a journey toward absolute humility. He's a very humble character for an action hero. He isn't a giant mesomorph who can break through walls and knows every gun in the arsenal and kills with as if he's swatting flies. Odd suffers for what he has to do, and I just thought he's very interesting. I didn't know he would keep me interested for so many books, but he did.
And was there a point in the series that you said, okay, this would be the natural conclusion, and I want to lead to this?
Well, you know, I always knew in the first book when I got to the end, and here's a spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't read Odd Thomas, the first one, he loses the love of his life in that book. And when she dies, there is also this element in the book where he and Stormy, his girl, have gone to a carnival and gotten that little card from a fortune-telling machine that says you are destined to be together forever. And I knew that was a promise, that was going to actually happen. And I didn't know how. In fact, when I got to the 8th book, I knew it was time, that he had come back to the town he leaves in the book 2, and that he's coming back full circle, and it's all going to come together now, and that promise is going to be kept. But I had no idea how, and hopefully readers will not tumble to it before it happens. But it was very satisfying, because I like the character so much, to finally let him have what he's been longing for all these books.
Where is there comfort in writing a series for you?
it's kind of, I think it's almost the opposite of comfort, because you're thinking, every time I started an Odd Thomas, and I was thinking, now, this will probably be the one it wraps, and then you realize partway into it, this is not going to be the last one. There's more things to explore with him. And so you get a little on edge about it. Where are you going to overstay your welcome with the reader, and where are you maybe just stretching all of this, and there's nothing new happening? But I always have a low boredom threshold, so if it doesn't seem boring to me, I'm really willing to trust that the character will continue to appeal. But there needed to be an end, and here was where the end comes.
So I want to talk a little bit more about Ceres, because there are books in your literary canon which have been screaming for sequels for a while, and fans like myself say, oh, well, we would love for those to happen. And I have to say, and correct me if I'm wrong here, that we look and say, well, if they haven't happened by now, maybe they won't. And I speak of Christopher Snow. I speak of the end of life expectancy, that there are books that we think, oh, well, maybe there's more here, which, by the way, you have hinted at.
Chris Snow originally was supposed to be a trilogy, and some very nice woman wrote me an angry letter. She loves the books, but she said, I decided I wouldn't read the Odd Thomas series because you haven't finished the Chris Snow, and I love Chris Snow, and I'm not going to give Odd Thomas any piece of my heart if you're not going to finish Chris Snow. And so I had to write back to her and say, well, see, careers are different from the inside than they look from the outside. And when I delivered the second book, it was the second book to a new publisher who wasn't really thrilled with the second book, The Seize the Night. And I liked the publisher very much, and he just wasn't getting the humor level of it. Was just a little too much for him, and they sold very well, but he was a little bit disgruntled, and I thought, okay, I have to just take a little time here, and I can't just go to the third, or otherwise this relationship will have gotten off on the wrong foot, three wrong feet. So then just things happen, and when you put something aside, it's astonishing how much has happened. But I do intend to go back and finish the Christopher Snow, the third one. And life expectancy, I'd love to know what happens next in that, but I never thought of it as a series. I feel it's complete at the end of that book, but it is tantalizing to wonder what would happen next.
So let me talk about literary power. I would think, and I understand, you know, the relationship with the publisher and so forth, but you're at a point in your career, aren't you, Dean, that you can do whatever you want?
I've always sort of done whatever I want.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, it's just you think, in that case, I thought, okay, 2 years, a year from now, I'll go back and write it. And then just events overwhelmed and other stories came along. And I'm in a very good place now with publishers, I feel we're all on the same page. And I can say, well, now I want to do this odd thing or that, and I don't mean another odd book, because I don't believe in reviving series that you've said are over, but I can come up with an idea and give it to them, and I'll think, I wonder if this is a little too far out of the box, and they respond positively to it. So that's a good place, and I'm finally there, and it only took me, 40 years or so?
Well, it says it right on the book, so you're stuck with it. The stunning conclusion to the acclaimed Odd Thomas series, so that it is the conclusion. The new book, which is wonderful, it is Saint Odd, an Odd Thomas novel. It is published by Bantam. Dean Kuntz, it is always a pleasure to read you and to talk to you, and for having you be a part of this program for so long. Thank you very much, and best wishes. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me there again. I always enjoy it.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Dean Kuntz's latest is Saint Odd, an Odd Thomas novel. It is published by Bantam. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.